So this next story tells us why the tax code is perennially an election issue and also why it's an impenetrable puzzle to actually do your taxes. Both are true at the same time. The U.S. could soon have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, something that will drive political debate. Its current rate of 35%, only Japan has a higher rate, 39.5%. Japan plans to lower that rate soon. Joining us is Louise Story, New York Times, Wall Street and Finance reporter. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So the tax rate for corporations may be high, but what they end up paying is quite another story. And traditionally, U.S. consumers are calculated to pay less tax proportionately than the rest of the world. Sort this out for us. Is this a milestone, 35% corporate tax?
Well, you know, this is coming at the time that we're talking about how is America going to balance its books. And what's really interesting is if you look over time at how much money the country is getting from corporations. So only 9% of all federal revenues, the money that comes into the government, comes from corporate taxes. So that's about $91 billion. It's only 9% of what they get. But back in the 1950s, about 30%
wow.
of federal revenue came from companies. And what's happened since then, over the last 50, 60 years, is that a slew of loopholes have developed where companies are able to, even though they're supposed to pay 35% in tax, they're able to get out of a lot of that. And a lot of companies are paying far less than that.
Now, fiscal experts would say that, well, these are all part of the incentives to encourage certain sectors of business and that these loopholes are intended to produce, say, research and development investments or investments here in the United States. Any evidence that the levers are working, or is it just basically a tax avoidance scheme net effect?
You have to look, you know, loophole by loophole. But, you know, one of the biggest ones is that one that allows companies to avoid taxes if they keep profits overseas. And it's pretty hard to say, you know, what stimulative thing, what good thing for the U.S. economy it's doing by keeping profits overseas. But that's one of the big ways companies are avoiding this. You know, it is a bit industry specific. You know, one of the interesting things you can look at it is how much different types of companies pay. So on average, American retailers pay the most. Mm. They pay about 31% of their profits. They pay in income taxes to the federal government. Construction is about 30%. But on the lower end, financial services companies like the banks, they pay about 20% of their profits, and real estate 19%. One of the lowest ones is mining at 6%.
Really? Now, if we were to make that graph and pair it with a graph of how much each of those industry sectors pays for lobbyists, what do you think that would come up with?
Well, you know, this follows another story that ran in the New York Times about General Electric, and they are famous for having some of the most lobbyists, and also they pay very little in taxes at all, in federal income taxes. So certainly lobbying helps. You know, there's about $100 billion in taxes each year that are not paid by federal corporations because of specific loopholes for specific companies.
And if the U.S. were to change the tax code to get the percentage of revenue from corporations to get up more near 30%, that would be significant in dealing with the deficit, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that would be a ton of money. I mean, very few people are talking about getting it that high. I mean, that's so 1950s.
Yeah,
you know, they're,
that's
they're
me,
talking
babe.
About, right. They're talking about just raising it a little, but you know, most other countries receive a much higher part, much higher amount closer to their GDP. So in the U.S., it only equals like 1.3% of our GDP, and most countries are at least at 2.5%. But it could help close the budget gap that we face. And, you know, the trade-off is, does the government cut programs, cut spending, or do they raise taxes on corporations or individuals?
Or even enforce the current 35% tax rate, if that alone would have a significant impact.
The government, you know, really rich. I mean, if they really got 35% from all these companies, it could be, you know, $150 billion more a year.
Wow.
It's really a lot of money. There's a study the GAO did that's an arm of the government that showed that over a period of the last 7 years or so, 55% of all companies avoided taxes altogether in at least one of those years. So this is very common.
Louise Story, New York Times, Wall Street, and finance reporter on the U.S. possibly soon having the highest corporate tax rate in the world. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.